Well, now to another American business venture getting a chilly reception overseas. Musical Youth is a remake of the hit American movie High School Musical, adapted for a Chinese audience. The project is Hollywood's latest effort to break into the fastest-growing film market in the world. But as NPR's Louisa Lim reports, what made the film a huge success here appears to have been lost in translation.
Call it Romeo and Juliet for tweens or a winning money-making formula for the Disney Channel. High School Musical is on to its sequel number 4. It's been done on ice as video game, reality TV competition and stage show touring Nigeria and Hong Kong. Argentina and Brazil did their own movie remakes. And this summer, China joined the party. China's High School Musical was touted as the first major Chinese remake by a Hollywood studio. Disney co-produced the film with two local partners. This allows it to bypass Beijing's quota system, which permits just 20 foreign films to be distributed in China every year. The music was written specially, rap elements were added, and a cameo by a famous Chinese comic. But the film flopped. I watched it alone in an empty Beijing cinema. The ticket seller said they couldn't remember having sold any other tickets to the show during its Beijing run. Strong domestic competition, bad timing and poor distribution were factors. But film critic Zhang Xiaobei says cultural reasons are also to blame.
I think High School Musical wasn't very successful in China because it was overly Hollywoodized. As remakes become more popular, the problem of cultural differences will become more marked.
A case in point, China's High School Musical wasn't actually set in a high school. It had to be transplanted to a college. That's because Chinese high schools involve such a huge workload, there's no way students could possibly take part in the singing contest around which the film revolves. This movie may have bombed, but it's still at the forefront of what's likely to be a new trend. Independent producer Didi Nickerson says China's booming film market is increasingly attractive to Hollywood studios.
China was a small market, so only recently, as the theatrical market has improved rather dramatically, I mean, the box office has grown consistently. It was up 30 to 40% a year for 5 years preceding last year, up 60% last year, and looks to grow 60 to 80% this year. So it's a dramatic increase.
That growth means China's own film industry is struggling to keep up with demand. Put bluntly, there simply aren't enough good film scripts around. And remakes do make sense, as Nickerson points out.
The economics of making films here are terrific in terms of the cost. It's a good way for studios to brand build as well. So it actually is a good marketing strategy for studios. And if the film works, obviously there's economic benefits to it too.
What do women want? I know it has three syllables.
She herself is producing the next big-ticket remake, a Chinese version of What Women Want. The original starred Helen Hunt as a career-driven ad exec and Mel Gibson as her chauvinistic colleague who gains the gift of reading women's minds. The Chinese version features film star Gong Li and Hong Kong heartthrob Andy Lau.
I think the film has a different kind of depth than the original has because of what is going on here right now. And again, that you didn't have a lot of these issues 10, even 20 years ago because there wasn't this thriving commercial go-getter mentality that's really so pervasive in society today.
Well, you need a second day. You can't do it.
In a cramped Beijing apartment, director Chen Daming edits the Chinese What Women Want, which is due for release early next year. He says Chinese audiences tend to be negative about remakes, but with his star-studded cast, he's confident. His strategy to make the film more Chinese includes adding more father-son interaction, a virtual love affair, a satirical poke at ad agencies, and honing the gender roles.
What I want to do is make the female character stronger than the original film. China is a little bit different because of being a Chinese woman living in China is a bit of a harder than the States because you have to fight for everything. You look at the Olympics, who's winning all the gold medals? You know, our women, our Chinese women winning all the gold medals.
So what do Chinese women want? Love and power, says director Chen. And Chinese audiences, he says, want more emotion, less analysis. Chen himself trained as a child opera singer before writing and directing two films. This is his first big commercial film and his first remake, but he's already thinking ahead.
I would love to remake all the Hitchcock's films, Strangers on the Train, North by Northwest, that kind of movie I'd love to remake.
China's film industry may be relatively young, but its ambitious movie makers aren't afraid of dreaming big. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.